And we are back. I said we were going to listen to some of the rock side, and I don't think we can get any heavier than Jimi Hendrix. A whole legion of guitar players who were born after about the year 1950 were heavily influenced by Jimi Hendrix. I'd venture to say that there's not a guitar player who was listening to guitar players in 1960 who could not have helped but to be influenced by Jimi Hendrix. When we listen to a lot of these jazz rock fusion groups after 1968 or so, we can tell that all of them have spent a little bit of time listening to Jimi Hendrix for his melodic content, for the energy he put into his solos, and even more importantly, to some degree, the way he used electronics to manipulate his sound. He used fuzz pedals, phase shifters, and all sorts of things like this. The sounds that he created became the norm for what guitar players played. So I'm going to play a couple of recordings of Jimi Hendrix from 1968. The first one is called Crosstown Traffic, and the second is Gypsy Eyes. In my class, I'm going to save some of the classic recordings by these groups for playing them live for the kids, you know, Sunshine of Your Love and things like that. But here are two albums, here are two records from 1968, Jimi Hendrix. And then we'll be taking a break, and then we'll come back to finish out the first hour.
Your back, I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just like so hard to get through to you. Roadside.
down this road searching for your love and my soul too. I love you, gypsy eyes.